We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eric Hagman, live in Bradenton. At least I assume that's where he is. He's somewhere in Florida. People have called him Mr. Big Chest before. Eric, how are you?
Hi, Joe. I've never been better.
What part of the world are you in? Right in Bradenton?
I'm sitting right at Pirate City, which has been my home away from home.
Say hello to Ron Cook.
Hello, Ron Cook.
Hi, E. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Well, what's going on down there? Our early workout today. It sounds like they didn't put in a whole lot of time, but you like what you see so far.
The pitchers didn't throw today. They've been on a daily schedule, so they gave the pitchers the day off, essentially. A lot of batting practice, pretty much the same thing we've seen now for the better part of several days, because a lot of the hitters were in town last week. Just getting their timing. Clint Hurdle said probably tomorrow they're going to kind of shift their attention now to start playing games, deciding who's going to play, and go from there.
Eric, Clint Hurdle mentioned his rotation last week. Do we know yet who at least the main participants are, or is it going to be Jordan Lyles as sort of the front runner here for the fifth spot?
Yeah, that's the inclination that I'm getting, is that whether they promised him, I think that's too strong of a word, but I think when they signed Lyles, they told him that fifth spot was available, and that probably attracted his attention. So he's got the inside shot at it, but Nick Kingham and Stephen Brault are in the mix. At least they want to think they are, and you know, publicly, that's what Hurdle and Huntington are both saying, that they are in the mix. I would imagine that, you know, whether or not one of those pitchers actually has a fabulous spring and just outright claims it, that's a possibility. It's also possible that all three of them may just be so-so, something like that, and then they'll probably go with Lyles, the veteran.
Eric, I know, I assume the guys have been done for the day for a while. The Machado contract just broke. I can't wait to hear what they think about that tomorrow, and I'm curious what you think about him going to San Diego, of all teams, for 10 years, $300 million.
Well, he's an East Coast guy, so of course he ends up on the West Coast. I don't think San Diego was his first choice, but $300 million can make you change your mind, can it? We got word of that just as we were wrapping up the on-the-field work. We spoke with Clint then for a few minutes, went in the locker room just prior to going on the air with you guys, and I approached Starling Marte, who happened to be the only veteran player in the room at the time, and Mike Gonzalez, who acts as his interpreter for the most part. I just said, you know, I'd like to ask him just basically his thoughts on the Machado contract, and Starling said something to Gonzalez, and Gonzalez said to me, he wants to know, why do you want to ask him that? And then I looked at my watch, and it was 12:59, so I had to jump out, so I did not get the great response that I was expecting from Starling Marte.
What do you think about it, Eric? A market that I don't look at as a big, booming business market can do that deal.
You know, they tried that, what was it, Ron, 2 or 3 years ago, when they brought in all those high-salary veterans, and they just completely fizzled. They had them unload salary then. They traded all those guys away. Then they went with the young guys, and their payroll, I think, is extremely low. Other than Eric Hosmer, I don't think they have much, you know, of a veteran presence on that team. And I actually had heard that if they sign Machado, that maybe they'll try to move Hosmer out. I don't know. I'm not sure what the motivation is. You're not really competing for anything in the sense that you're trying to get the sports fans' dollar in San Diego. The Chargers are gone. You're the only game in town there. So, I mean, if it's strictly a baseball move, they probably had to overpay to get him to come there. Whether or not he moves them ahead of the Dodgers in that division, I don't see that happening immediately, at least.
Our very own Eric Hagman, live from Bradenton, where he's doing great work. Have you spotted rookie Davis yet, Eric, and can he win Rookie of the Year?
He is eligible. He is still eligible, even though he pitched in 7 games for the Reds 2 years ago. Clint Hurdle just told us they think he might be in later today. They told him to take his time. They had scouted him in his workouts, and they're pretty much up on it. He's under no pressure to get in here and do the job. They want to bring him along slowly. Hurdle said they've liked the arm for a long time. You know, he's got one major league win, and that came over the Pirates. So that tells you, well, it tells you a couple of things, I guess, about Rookie Davis. He wasn't very good with the Reds, but he certainly impressed the Pirates in the game he pitched against them.
What have you seen? We'll take any scraps with this because I think it's interesting day to day with Jung Ho Gung. Eric, what kind of shape does he look like he's in, and what are people saying down there?
He's in really good shape. I watched him take ground balls today. Good light footwork, moving well both to the left and to the right. The hitting coach, Rick Eckstein, said they just need to get him as many at-bats as they possibly can down here this spring. And yesterday I had posted a brief video of an interview I did with him, and I had asked him, you know, was I correct in my assessment that I thought he seemed to be very relaxed, fun-loving, having a good time? And he chuckled and laughed and said, yes, I was correct in my assessment. He is very relaxed and he's having fun. Again, what's it going to mean? We'll know when he starts swinging the bats against major league pitching.
Eric, I was interested in the young shortstop they have that's about 8 foot tall. What can you share about him? He is a big, tall kid. And, I mean, a highly regarded prospect, isn't he?
Well, you know, Ron, he kind of falls into that category of prospect, young veteran, because he's going to be 28.
What's his name again? What's his name?
Eric Gonzalez.
No. I'm talking about the tall shortstop.
Onwell Cruz.
Yeah, that's the one. The other guy isn't 8 foot tall, right?
They have an 8 foot tall shortstop.
He's like, what is he, 6'6", 6'5"?
Yeah, he's 6'6". I'm sorry, Ron, I misunderstood. Yeah, it's spelled as O'Neill. We're told it's Onwell, but I watched him bat against Liriano yesterday, and he took some mighty whacks and dribbled a few ground balls. It's a little bit different, but he's 20 years old, number three prospect in the organization. They got him from the Dodgers in the Watson trade, and obviously they think he's got a very bright future, but I don't think he's going to play shortstop in the major leagues, not at 6'6". Haven't had a great amount of time to watch him field balls, but he's not the smoothest fielder that you're going to see, but it'll be the bat that'll have to play in the major leagues. They'll find a place for him if he can hit. Third base, left field, right field, first base, somewhere. He's that type of player that if he pans out as a hitter, they will definitely find a position.
Now, you mentioned Eric Gonzalez. What has he shown you so far?
He's smooth. He is a really, really smooth fielding shortstop. And his bat is probably a little underrated. You know, I think he's a career 263 hitter. Limited time in Cleveland over the last 3 years. He's stuck behind all those good infielders the Indians had. But, boy, he moves really well in the field. He's got a good arm as well. He and Newman were alternating ground balls at short today, while Gung and Moran were alternating at third. And, you can see why the Pirates think that Gonzalez could be their everyday shortstop based on what he does in the field.
Eric Hagman, live from Bradenton, covering the Pirates for our station and doing a whale of a job so far. And I would imagine we'll continue, right?
I hope so.
Now,
are you and
Colony going to overlap down there, Eric?
Not the least chance of that happening. No, I will be home, safely tucked in, probably shoveling snow, and Jim will be landing down here.
Who's going to bat leadoff for this team, Eric?
Adam Frazier.
Interesting.
Frazier will hit leadoff, and then if they sit him down against certain left-handers, it could be anybody. It might be Cervelli. It might be Newman. Marte, that sort of thing. But I think Adam Frazier is penciled in as the leadoff hitter against right-handed pitching.
But what about Marte? Is it going to have the big year this year that we've all been kind of waiting for? He's tantalized us at times. And then last year gets actually, benched for lack of effort for a while? I mean, what are we going to get from this guy at this point?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Ron. And I don't know. I'm certainly not equipped to answer that one at this point. He looks like Starling Marte. He looks like the same guy I've seen play for this team for the last five or six seasons. I mean, he stands in that batter's box and he can hit a ball a mile. And, you know, he shags fly balls, runs down balls in the gap. He looks tremendous. But, yeah, there were issues last year. And, you know, I don't think the Pirates want to put up with that anymore. And I know Hurdle tried to deliver a message to him. Whether it got through, we'll see. But I wouldn't label him a malcontent by any stretch, but they need more from him. They need him to step up in the clubhouse, especially with a lot of the Latin players. They have a lot of young Latin players on this team. They need him to step up and be a leader in the clubhouse and then to lead with his bat.
What's Polanco up to these days, and how does he look?
He looks good. You know, I feel like I'm a broken record. He looks good, yeah, batting against Dave Joust, you know, swinging the ball up there 70 miles an hour or whatever it might be. But it's good to see Polanco in the cage swinging freely because of the shoulder. When he shags balls in the outfield, he basically throws it maybe 90 to 120 feet, that sort of thing, with no zip. You know, they don't want him to strain his arm. But it's good to see him in a comfort zone at the plate, coming off both shoulder surgery and then the knee injury.
Yeah, I'm actually encouraged hearing what I'm hearing about him. How about the bullpen, Eric? How do you think it shakes out in the end?
I think Hurdle would like to take Brandon Maurer with him, who's pitched for Seattle and San Diego. I think Hurdle likes his makeup. Whether or not he can pitch himself onto this team, I don't know. You've got Rodriguez, you've got Crick, you've got Kella, and you've got Vasquez, you know, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 in that order. That certainly is really a pretty good bullpen. But they do need potentially some long relievers. I think if Brault doesn't land that fifth spot, he's in the running for a lefty spot. Tyler Lyons, the former Cardinal, who's had some good years, last year of which was not one of them, he's in camp as a non-roster invitee. You've got Liriano, who could be a lefty specialist. You've got Kingham, if he loses out. I mean, they've got a ton of options, but they need guys to step up. You just can't hand a job to a guy. I think that there could be some surprises. I think maybe one or two of the pitchers that we expect to make this team might have to be sent down or might be sent out.
Eric, I know you talked about this. Maybe it was a morning show that you sense, you know, a little bit of swagger among the starting pitchers, at least the four starting pitchers. Can you expound on that a little bit? I really think they have a chance to be really good. I know also, though, that guys get hurt and some fall off. Maybe I don't know if Tyone and Williams are going to be the two best pitchers in the league, as you could argue they were the second half of last season. You sense something special around them, though?
Well, I sense there's a lot of confidence, and I think the reason for that confidence in the two pitchers that you mentioned in particular was because of how well they pitched last year, you know, once past May. I mean, Tyone was lights out over the last 4 months of that season. Williams had that tremendous stretch. I mean, they've got pedigree now. They showed they can get guys out. As Clint always says, you know, the league will fight back and will bounce back and they'll figure out a way, but they're both smart pitchers. They're cerebral pitchers on the mound. And then you got Archer, who, you know, by all accounts was not completely healthy at any point last season. Even when he was pitching well, he was still dealing with the abdominal issues. And Musgrove, who's probably got as good a stuff as anybody in that rotation and potential rotation. So, yeah, and they do carry themselves that way. They know that they are the key to this season. And at least for what they're doing down here, they're projecting that image. And they've got Mitch Keller right in with those guys. And that kid, I think, has the same feeling. He's never pitched in the majors. He's got some swagger himself. A little bit of Gerrit Cole in him. Nothing wrong with that.
How about Melky? How's he melding in, so to speak, Eric? And you think he's a cinch to make the team and be a factor?
No, I'm not sure he's a cinch to make the team, but I was commenting to a couple of reports. I said, you know, Melky could probably 50 years old hit line drives. I mean, he's got that beautiful swing from both sides of the plate. It's a no-risk move, really, for the Pirates. It's a minor league deal. If he doesn't pan out, he doesn't pan out. If he does, it's a great deal because you get a veteran fourth outfielder who's a switch hitter and who can play both corner spots and be a pinch hitter for you. And, you know, you consider Sean Rodriguez was here last year, Freeze was here last year. They kind of filled, you know, those roles to an extent. They're both gone. They needed somebody. So it's a good baseball move if he can still play.
Eric, we appreciate the time. Great stuff as always. Where are you heading tonight?
I haven't figured that one out yet, Joe. Honestly, I'm just trying to get through the day, and then we'll figure out the night.
Is your lovely bride still down there?
Yeah, but she's somewhere. She's roaming around. She's visiting friends, and I don't know where she went off to today. So I'm kind of like here all by myself.
She's in her convertible.
She is in the convertible. She is in the convertible. Yes.
So who are you socializing with at night? Greg Brown, Melky Cabrera, Rookie Davis? Who are you going out on the town with, Eric?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go look for Rookie Davis. Oh, last night I was with the KDTV guys. That was a fun experience. And, I don't know. Whoever will have me tonight. I missed the Bill Brink beach party last night because we had already committed to going out to dinner. So I missed that. I'm really bummed out about that because I know anybody affiliated with the Post-Gazette probably has an unlimited expense account, and they probably threw the party to end all parties.
That's pretty much true, Eric. I think I've always said your sources are the best in the business.
Season on the Brink had a beach party, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Sorry I missed that one. Thank you, Eric.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
See you, Eric.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.